Our co-host is Tyrese Gibson, and Tyrese is in for the vacation in J. Anthony Brown.
Whoa, yeah. Yay. That's what I'm talking about. Upgrade, upgrade. Yeah.
What up, Tyrese?
What's happening? Good
man, you're nominated for 2 Image Awards tonight.
Yes.
Outstanding Male Artist and Outstanding Music Video. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Is this for Shame?
This is for Shame.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Shame. Oh, bless. Thank you. Thank you all for the love. Thank you for all the listeners who keep calling in, requesting it.
Yeah.
Shame has been number one for 15 weeks on Billboard.
And it's a personal testimony.
Is when you sing.
And the lady that you're singing about, how does she feel about all the fame you're getting from Shame? I'm talking about her. All the money you're getting from
you know, look, we both went through it. You know, I happen to be the only one that's a singer. So, you know, if she was a poet, she'd have wrote some poems from our experience. She'd have made some money off her poetry. This is my poetry. But when you do music from your heart, it affects hearts. And I think there's enough people running around talking about, I don't want you, I don't need you, and I can do bad by myself. So it's like, no. I made a mistake, and I'm ashamed of it. And I think you know, the days of honesty, that's when you win right now.
Okay, let me ask you a question that might be related to your TV show.
Okay.
Okay. What relationship advice would you give your younger self?
Relationship. Well, when it comes to friends, I'll just say that, because I wasn't really active dating wise when I was super young. But when it comes to friends, I would say never allow yourself to feel bad about being so blessed. Right. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times us from the inner city, we find ourselves feeling guilty when we get on, start making money, start moving. After we've done the work, we want to give away all our money. We got people calling and playing on our emotions and, you know, manipulating
making
us.
Making you feel
and
bad
and it's like, you
about
know,
being successful.
That's it. So never allow anybody to make you feel bad about being so blessed, especially when you're doing the work.
You moved out of the hood when you got a little coin, when you got
some
coin?
No, I was still in the hood. I just moved to a different part of the hood. So I was still there.
And they made you feel bad? Made you feel bad about going to the different part?
Millions of dollars were given away, spent, stole, cars wrecked, you know, minks and anything. I mean, because when you broke, when you super broke the way I was, you just find yourself buying a bunch of stuff that you don't really even need until you get it out your system. Then things kind of slow down a little bit. But, you know, when I first got on, man, everything imaginable was coming up missing, and I just didn't know. Like, I know I just bought 3 watches, and one is left. And no, I don't know. And then you just end up saying, well, don't worry about it. And you just end up holding on to all these janky people because you're just so desperate to have people around you. And so if I could talk to my younger self, it would be, you know, God will never give you something somebody else is supposed to have. It's yours. You work for it. Don't feel bad. Now, there's a difference in charity versus just feeling guilty and bamboozling and being manipulated.
Yeah, because charity you can write off on your taxes. Well, if it's 501. Wow. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying when you're giving, as you do a whole lot of, it's something that you want to do.
Yes,
right?
True.
So there's
true.
you can't get confused about, oh, I'm just giving back and make. No, you're being robbed. You're being manipulated and bamboozled. You can't chalk that up as charity. So that's what I would tell my younger self.
Okay. If you could choose.
Yeah.
Well, if you had to choose music or movies, which one?
Music. Music is my first love and will always be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my heart. It's my song. It's my message. It's my experience. When I'm in a movie, I like to write and come up with a couple punchlines. I've written a couple scripts, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, when I'm in a movie, I'm really in somebody else's world and I'm bringing my own take to it. You know, but when I listen to my album, my music, and when I'm on stage performing in front of my fans, they're singing my words and I'm in their bedrooms and at their weddings and at their when they break up with their girl, they're using my music in that moment to beg for forgiveness. So it's my DNA. It's my thing.
But you're able to combine it, too, aren't you? Like what you did with the Shame video and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, visually, I like to kind of chop into my acting while I'm. Everybody should definitely watch the Shame video right now. But yeah, I won an NAACP award last night for my Shame video. I thought about that.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you.
But you're not gonna. But like Tom was saying, you're not gonna turn down that Fast and Furious 9 and 10, are you?
Well, you know, listen, my deal ain't closed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
me and Tom were just over here talking about planes, and I can't get no plane if I'm shouting out a movie I don't have a deal for. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it right.
I hear you.
Got to get it right.
Hey, I guess when I just came from Cuba, and I understand y'all are supposed to shoot Fast and Furious in Cuba.
Absolutely. We're supposed to be out there. I mean, everything is being
figured
out.
You're going to love it. It's
wow.
Nice.
It's awesome.
I can't wait, man.
It's awesome.
And one of your first, this is comedian Damon Williams, one of your first TV performances was on BET's Comic View, and I was actually on that episode. Do you remember even doing that?
Back in the day.
Yeah, that's like right after the
back
commercial.
Back in the day.
Like right after Coca-Cola.
No, yeah.
I remember Comic View. I remember I did something with Comic View, but you couldn't get me to remember if I performed.
Yeah,
that's
you actually
sure.
did. Yep.
Last question. Maurice White. You remember Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite song?
My God.
I know.
Oh my God. I got so many, man. You know what's so crazy? The whole horn section of Earth, Wind, and Fire they're from my high school, Locke High School.
Is that right?
Right here in LA. Yeah, South Central LA. My music teacher, Reggie Andrews. So I have a different kind of respect for them. And they've always shown love, and I've been a fan and supporter of Earth, Wind, and Fire forever.
We're going to do another tribute to Maurice White and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow.
Coming up next after the break.
Absolutely.
Tyrese is here for the vacation in
We
got
to talk about these Oscars, man. We got to talk about these Oscars before I get out of here, Tom.
That's why we have the Image Awards. Tonight.